Walker County turns 190 years old, the burn ban comes to an end, plus holiday schedule changes, all ahead in this edition of Walker 180. I'm Joe Legee. 190 years ago, on the 18th of December, Georgia Governor Wilson Lumpkin signed a bill dividing Maury County into two counties, officially creating Walker County. During a ceremony to mark this anniversary, Walker County announced the 2033 Note to Self Time Capsule, a campaign to encourage residents to write a letter of inspiration to their future self. Those letters, as well as poems and pictures, will be preserved in a time capsule to be opened on the county's 200th anniversary. More information about how you can submit an item is posted in the description below. The Walker County Board of Commissioners has rescinded the ban on outdoor burning. The ban was issued in November as extremely dry conditions posed the threat of large, dangerous wildfires and created an environment for residential debris burns to escape and spread out of control. No permit is now required for hand-piled natural vegetation and yard debris between now and April 30th, but it is worth always mentioning it's always illegal to burn household garbage. Well, the holiday season has prompted some schedule changes for Walker County government. Friday, December 22nd through Tuesday, December 26th, Walker County government offices will be closed. The landfill will be closed on Saturday, December 23rd through Monday, December 25th, and will reopen with regular hours on Tuesday, December 26th. Now, both the landfill and county offices will also be closed on Monday, January 1st. Doherty Gap Road has reopened with one lane closed in the area where a rock slide occurred Thanksgiving weekend near the top of Lookout Mountain. Motorists are urged to slow down and use caution while traveling around the barricaded area. Warning signs have also been posted in both directions. Well, the first phase of a new inclusive playground at the Walker County Civic Center will soon be complete. Construction crews have assembled the main superstructure and will begin installing the poured-in-place rubber surfacing after the first of the year, providing ADA accessibility and shock absorbency to protect against a life-threatening head injury. And Walker County Fire Rescue recently put three new Class A pumpers into service. The new fire engines were funded through the 2020 SPLOST and marked the first new fire engines since 2009. That's a quick look at what's happening here in Walker County. We're glad that you invested a few minutes with us to get caught up. Hey, if you missed any of the Walker 180s over the past year, you can find them here in the playlist on YouTube to get caught up. We'll see you again in 2024.